People in Sudan have endured a second day of fierce fighting between the army and the country's biggest paramilitary force. Earlier on Sunday, they had a brief respite from the violence during a three-hour humanitarian pause. Well, this is the scene right now in Khartoum. Fighting between the army and the rapid support forces began on Saturday. The World Health Organization says at least 83 people have been killed and hundreds injured since then. The violence was sparked by disagreement over the paramilitary group's integration into the military as part of the transition to civilian rule. Well, this is the state of play in Sudan, with fighting now spread across the country. But the worst of the violence has been centered in the capital, Khartoum, and the neighboring city of Omdurman. Both sides have been vying for control of the state broadcaster, the presidential palace, the airport and various military bases. Our correspondent Heba Morgan has more now from Khartoum.
In the capital, there are still conflicting reports with regards to who controls what. We do know that there are RSF troops around the presidential palace. It's not clear if they have full control of that. And even that is symbolic. The presidential palace is where the offices of the president or the head of the ruling council is. It's not where his residence is. Then there's the issue of the general command of the army headquarters. In the early hours of Sunday morning, there was heavy bombardments and heavy fighting around the vicinity of the general command. And even now, more than 12 hours later, we can still hear the sound of fighter jets flying over the skies of Khartoum. We can still hear the sound of anti-aircraft missiles being fired. And it's not clear from which direction they're coming at. But it's clear that the Sudanese army is continuing to launch airstrikes against the RSF. And the RSF is continuing to try to counter those attacks. This is the situation around the capital. Many people are in panic on the second day of the fighting between the RSF and the armed forces.
Smoke rises above Khartoum as fighting between Sudan's army and its biggest paramilitary group entered its second day. From above, fighter jets circle the capital, while the military warns people to stay indoors. The two sides are fighting for control. The military and the rapid support forces both claim to be in control of important locations around the country. But in some parts, the army says it's gained ground, taking bases run by the paramilitary forces. On Sunday afternoon, both sides agreed to a ceasefire for 3 hours on humanitarian grounds, starting at 4 p.m. local time. That was violated an hour later.
The pause in fighting targeted those who've been trapped in places like hospitals and schools since Saturday. Many were cut off from food and drinking water as fighting between the army and the rapid support forces killed dozens and injured hundreds more.
Fighting also took place in residential areas.
Area of heavy fighting, then it's blocked off by soldiers and there's gunshots and snipers. And from here, you can't see any dead bodies, but I have friends who are in that zone and they can't leave their house.
The fighting has spread to the eastern city of Port Sudan, Omdurman and Bahri, disrupting energy and water supplies. Hospitals are in lockdown.
It's not safe at all to go outside. Even the doctors cannot reach the hospitals. I cannot reach the hospital. Even the ambulance cannot move in the streets.
The violence began on Saturday after weeks of tension between Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and his deputy, Mohammed Hamdan Daglo, commander of the Rapid Support Forces. Each leader is accusing the other of starting the fight and refusing to negotiate. The United Nations, African Union, the United States and regional leaders are calling for an end to the hostilities. There are concerns it could become a full-scale war and possibly spill over into neighboring countries.
The main priority that really, I would say, is shared by all of the regional countries is to prevent this from moving into a full-blown civil war. We're close to that, but we're not really at that point yet because these countries share border with Sudan. They know that the devastation of a civil war will lead to so many issues around illegal migration and refugees flowing out of Sudan into countries that are already very fragile countries, you know, Central African Republic, Ethiopia has its issues, you know, Egypt as well.
Despite the growing international pressure to stop the fighting and attempts at a ceasefire, it's unclear if these two leaders are willing to put aside their differences and commit to talks. Heba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.
Well, a video blogger who's traveling in Sudan has shared his experience of what's happening in Khartoum.
When I opened the window, I could see the black smoke around the air. And a lot of people, they are going by walking, they are going with their bags. Many of the people, they are loading the stuff from supermarket, they are going in their car, and many of them, they were hitchhiking in another vehicles to escape the city.
Well, there's also been fighting in the city of Merowe, which lies northwest of Khartoum, with a battle for control of the airport and an airbase. Al Jazeera's Osama Syed Ahmed is there.
We've been hearing gunfire of both light and heavy weapons, which was likely to signal renewed fighting here within the vicinity of Merowe Airport. Soon, it all came to a halt, and what remains is the plumes of smoke from the vital installations within the facility, close to its control tower. As you can see, this is the aftermath of the fighting that began a short while ago. The Rapid Support Forces had said they had seized control of the Merowe airport, claims denied by senior sources we contacted in the Sudanese army here in the northern province. They confirmed the airport is under the army's control as the armed forces deal with what they're calling small pockets of rebels, an apparent reference to the Rapid Support Forces.
A regional bloc of nations is planning to send the presidents of Kenya, South Sudan and Djibouti to mediate in Sudan. The Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD, says the leaders will be heading there as soon as possible. The African Union has also called for an end to hostilities. Its chairman will also be going to Khartoum to discuss an immediate ceasefire. And the Arab League has held an emergency meeting to discuss the situation. Hossam Zaki is the Assistant Secretary General of the Arab League. He says the alliance is reaching out to both parties.
It is difficult in these times for the two concerned parties, the commanders, General Burhan on one side, Hamiti on the other side. It's difficult to place the calls and stake them, but we are doing our best. In logistical terms, it's a bit difficult, but yes, we are trying to get these calls done before the end of today. We understand their concern that they do not want foreign involvement in their own affairs because they are wary that such involvement may take shapes that will not be beneficial to their own security and stability. We heard the ambassador speak not only in the public part of the session, but also in the part that was not covered by the media. And yes, he said things similar to that. But as when it comes to the Arab League, they know exactly what we stand for. They do not have anything to worry about. We are there as brothers to try to help them get over this very, very bumpy segment of their road and to end this current military confrontation.
The country's former Prime Minister, Abdalla Hamdok, says he's opposed to foreign involvement. Hamdok was deposed in a military coup in 2021. He also wants a humanitarian corridor to give civilians access to food and medicine.
I call for denying any foreign intervention in Sudanese affairs. We ask the international community to have a positive role to support the return of political dialogue. And I invite once again the military and the Rapid Support Forces to hold negotiations now to solve the disagreements that have led to this situation.